You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Growthpoint Properties released their interim results for the half year 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Estienne de Klerk, to take a look at those results and reflect on some of the happenings within the business. Good evening, Estienne. Thanks so much for taking the time. 2.4 billion rand in distributable income. How do we reflect on the first half of the year?
Yeah, look, it's obviously it's a tough environment for real estate, but I think we're reasonably satisfied with the performance. The whole real estate industry is rather negatively impacted by increasing interest rates, and that impacts us right across the planet. So our investments in Australia, Eastern Europe, and in the UK, as well as here in South Africa, a rapid rise in interest rates, has had a negative impact on our distribution growth. But there are quite a few positives, to be taken. I think, if you look at the V&A, certainly a standout performer, increased its distributable earnings by 13.7%. I mean, trade in the V&A has certainly boomed back on the back of growing tourist demand to Cape Town. And the whole precinct is full, and we're looking to expand the precinct further. We have seen quite good liquidity in the debt markets for Growthpoint here in South Africa, which is rather anomalous if you think about the sort of financial environment just globally, all the uncertainties. We've been able to raise debt for long dates, like 10 years, at cheaper margins than we've ever been able to do. And then there's many good aspects of the actual property fundamentals, which really across all our investments and here in South Africa have started showing signs of recovery and improvement.
Estienne, let's look at some of that recovery and improvement. I mean, across the Australian operations, across the UK operations as well, and even the South African operations, we've definitely seen an improvement in terms of occupancy levels and the amount of gross lettable area that you guys have, particularly in the Australian business. Would you say that these improvements are temporary, or is it part of the strategy that has been ongoing within the business? I mean, you and I caught up in January when we were reflecting on that Etana Energy deal that you guys inked through, and obviously that's filtering through into how the business operates and how things get streamlined, and it does show its benefit in the long term. But from a occupancy and a vacancy perspective, how are the different areas performing?
Yeah, so if we maybe start here in South Africa, we, on the South African balance sheet, we've got industrial portfolio, a retail shopping center portfolio, and an office portfolio. And all three of these businesses have shown signs of improvement. Industrial, we're getting quite decent growth at just under 6% in like-for-like income. We've invested into the business over the period, over a billion rand. Most of that is, in fact, in delivering quality new industrial facilities into the market, and the demand has been strong. So vacancies have marginally gone up in the industrial space, but 1.1% of that actually came from our own developments that we have, partially let and in the process of letting. So, that really actually net would have resulted in vacancies coming down. So strong demand in industrial, retail. We've seen, trade in December grow by 5.9% in terms of trading densities for the month of December, and 4.2% over the comparable period. So you're getting fundamental growth in trade in our shopping centers. Our shopping centers are in metropolitan areas and are some of the best shopping centers in the market. And as such, what we're seeing is the retailers are choosing to renew and certainly in some cases even expand their footprint within our shopping centers. And we're also starting to see the rental fundamentals improve within the retail space. And then the toughest one is the old office sector, and I think that is probably the sector that's most impacted by economic growth or the lack thereof. And even there, we in Durban and Cape Town, we've seen the market normalize. And in fact, you know, I think we'll probably see a bit of growth in rental levels in those markets. Vacancies have come down significantly there. And then in Sandton, which is probably the most difficult market for us, we've done a lot of letting. We've reduced vacancies by over 20,000 square meters just in Sandton. And, you know, those are all very good sort of aspects of what we hope to see, a more prolonged recovery, and maybe some of the fruits of the efforts that our teams are putting in trying to improve the service levels, improve the quality of the product to the client. If we look at the international markets, you know, Australia, probably the weakest set of results we've seen from Australia, but, you know, certainly the business is fundamentally a great business. The office and industrial assets there remain good investments and perform well, but the business also has been impacted by higher interest rates, and that's probably the main reason why we've seen a reduction in distributions coming across the ditch back to South Africa. Eastern Europe, the market there is a little bit more liquidity constrained from a debt perspective, and on the back of that, management there have decided to reduce distributions just to bolster the balance sheet for upcoming refinances that they have, the first one being up in next year of about 450 million euros. So they're busy accruing a bit of cash so that they can settle some of that debt going forward. And then the UK, yeah, look, that of all the markets has been certainly the most difficult through COVID and ongoing, and the economy is really, really under the pump. And quite significant inflation, so the consumer there is finding it pretty tough. But amidst all that difficulty, you know, the portfolio has improved, trading has improved, and footfall has improved. And what we've also seen is that the renewals that the team are doing there, you know, they're getting marginally higher rentals, which is really good. So like for like, you're actually growing rental there by over 2%. So generally, if you add up all these things, it's really a story of two tales. One is actually improved property fundamentals, but clearly, you know, a higher interest rate across the planet running through the numbers, and really, there's nowhere to hide from that.
Speaking of running through the numbers, I found it interesting. You mentioned a number on your industrial portfolio shifting by about 1.1%, and the analyst in me couldn't help but notice that that is the exact same percentage shift in the reduction in assets from a growth point perspective. But 1.1% shouldn't really be too concerning, considering you still have 177 odd billion rand in assets that you're sitting with there. Estienne, can I ask you for an outlook from your perspective? And I ask this because Hyprop, a competitor of yours and another rate that's listed on the stock exchange, flagged something unique to them around the pick and pay conversation that was of serious concern to them from a retail tenant perspective. And on your part as well as a business, you flagged that your distributable earnings per share is expected to decline as you forecast previously, but decline by a smaller margin than what was previously forecast. What is concerning you at the moment? What is keeping you up over the next 6 months that you'd like to see? Obviously, things around consumers being under pressure, as you've mentioned, will likely continue until we see rate cuts from the central banks. But are there any other serious concerns that you have at the moment from a growth point perspective that might be specific to your business?
Yeah, I think, look, real estate obviously is facing, you know, the challenges around interest rates. And I mean, that has an impact on our clients as well. So, you know, we have to stay closer to our clients and you know, make sure that we understand exactly where their businesses are to preempt challenges. I wouldn't say that you know, the one of the largest food retailers in the country, you know, is a major concern for us at this point. They operating out of our shopping centres, which are some of the best shopping centres in the country, and trading is actually performing reasonably well. As mentioned, you know, growth in retail sales has been strong over the 6 months that we're reporting on. Generally, I think that in a South African macro, there's a lot to be concerned about. I think, you know, just if you think about the office portfolio, I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's thousands of people that would like to come and work in South Africa, you know, skilled people waiting for visas. And those people would typically occupy homes and offices and shop in our shopping centers. And they're just not getting their visas, and as such, they're not coming to our country. And that's quite disappointing, because I think that could have quite a economic boost if, you know, some of the work that needs to be done around that is done, and that we start seeing some of those skilled people coming to our country. The municipalities and their financial health and the service delivery around that remains particularly challenging for real estate. We have seen double-digit growth in rates and taxes and administered costs for, well, going on 12 to 15 years now. And unfortunately, increasingly, you know, real estate owners are picking up the bill again by delivering many of the services themselves, whether it's electricity, water, or even road infrastructure in certain cases. So that remains a challenge. But on, you know, on the positive side, we do expect interest rates to, you know, flatten and come off. And that will certainly benefit the industry across the board. And South Africans are resilient, and we find ways of getting things to work. And as you pointed out earlier, you know, our efforts in the ESG space, certainly when we see the deregularization of the electricity industry, you know, that has opened up an opportunity for us as Growthpoint to acquire green power. Potentially even, I mean, we've been investing. We've got over close to 40 megawatt of solar on our roofs already. We're looking at investing into hydro and also acquiring, power from other solar generators as well as wind generators. So focusing quite a bit on the baseload. Now, I mean, that means that we can, over time, provide our clients with green power to our buildings, and I think that certainly is quite a game changer for many of our clients in respect of their ESG and carbon neutral mandates and objectives. So there are things that are difficult, but there's also things where there's opportunities.
Opportunities still exist within the market. Thanks so much, Estienne. We'll leave it at that. We'll catch up when we do full year results. Love chatting to this company and love chatting to the CEO. Thank you so much, Estienne. Estienne de Klerk, who is Chief Executive Officer at Growthpoint, joining me to reflect on interim results and what to look forward to for the second half of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.